Music from The, aka Matt Johnson. And as far as we know, Lonely Planet. We are Lonely Planet. We're not sure if there's anything else out there. We keep searching and looking, but of course our technology and our science is still in an infancy stage. And we haven't been able to penetrate the universe, which is, from what we understand, still expanding at an enormous rate. And, here we are sitting on this little fleck of dust, surrounded by clouds, a little bit of water, and our bodies are made of water, our thoughts are made of mud. You know, we think like mud most of the time, and that doesn't mean that that's a judgment, that's just a simple observation. So what does Matt Johnson have to say in that song? If you can't change the world, change yourself. You know, the world is simply a projection. It's our perception. We made it up. We use it as the big screen. We see it as something that we can project our thought onto, and most of those thoughts are unloving. Remember Ram Dass with Be Here Now? You know, we don't know how to be here now. Most of us spend a great deal of our time bitching about the past and fearful of the future. And so that doesn't leave the moment to intercede in between those two thoughts of fear. And they're both just fear-based fear projections. And this, again, comes from a deep underlying feeling that we as an individual are completely unworthy of love, and we spend an inordinate amount of time and a ton of energy trying to get something into our lives which is already there. Love is already there. Again, it's just buried beneath the rubble of self-denial. And when I say self-denial, you know, we're again trying to decipher and figure out what the heck we are. And that was the war cry of the 60s. You know, this is what this generation stood for, trying to discover our own self. We can wade through all the material world. None of it's going to last. Nothing is going to make us happy. We cannot invest our time and our energy trying to maintain something that obviously wasn't designed to last. And so we have to look for those thoughts which are eternal in our mind. That thought of eternity, because love lasts forever, it's an eternal being, is obviously with each and every one of us every step of the way. But we overlook it in favor of proving that we would much rather be right than happy. And the truth is, you'd be much better off if you could admit that you were wrong and quit fighting the reality of your own self. That reality loves us. That's all it does. That's its function. That's how it operates. That's what it is. And quite frankly, it had to always have been there. There was never a time when it didn't exist. And through science, it could actually be proved that love has managed to work its way through all of physical forms. And it is comprised, quite simply, and this should be so evident to us, that it's a masculine principle, a feminine principle, and their attraction caused by love. That can be taken down to the cellular level and on up to us, where it's reflected in its so-called highest form through the human experience. This is why we're all so attracted to love. We are attracted to our reality. Now I say, what can we do to bring that thought of awareness to our own mind? Again, forgiveness is simply a means to an end. Forgiveness is a tool that you use to remove the blocks to the awareness of love within your own thought system. That thought system of love contains all the joy and happiness you could ever experience. It only gives increase. Can you imagine your joy and happiness increasing and doing nothing but getting bigger and expanding all the time? We think that we can keep our thoughts private and that it doesn't matter what we think. But the truth is, we try to give autonomy to behavior when all that really matters is, what are you thinking and how do you feel as a result of what you're thinking? And if the thoughts are in conflict, it's because you're opposed to the thought of love in your own mind. You wouldn't make a decision like that if you recognize the full cost to you, which is that it deprives you of the awareness of your own reality, which is totally loving, totally at peace, and the fact that we are worthy, and there's nothing we can do to change that reality. I'm going to go back to another song, and I tell you what, this is one of my personal favorite love songs, Wear Your Love Like Heaven, Donovan, on The Loving Room.
Color in sky, brush and blue, scarlet fleece changes hue, crimson ball sinks from view. Wear your love like heaven. Fill me with song, Allah. Kiss me once more, that I may, that I may. Wear my love like heaven. Havana Lake. Colors Kairos Carmethine, Alizari and Crimson. Way in the black heaven. Fill me with song, Allah. Kiss me once more. There of me, there of me. Where my love like heaven? Where my love like heaven? Can I believe what I see? All I have wished for will be. All our race proud and free. Once more, that of me, that of me. Where?